We are on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. We had in the Mishnah Minayin Sheim Loi Mocha Loi Shehu Achzori. If there was a Bakoshes Mechile and he was not Moichel, he's a Achzori. Shenemar Vayispalo Avrom El Elekim Vayirap Elekim Es Avimelech. First of all, what the Achzori is? So, Nachshmi Demiri says, Hoyel Ubikesh Mimeno Karoi. He asked Mechile. So now, without Yena being Moichel, he'll be Nenash. And he doesn't want to be Moichel, so he's not Choshish al Oynish Chaveiroi. So that's called an Achzorius. And we learn out from Avrom Avinu that he was Moichel and he was Mespalo, as we had mentioned yesterday, that the Bakoshes Mechila was Shetivakish Mimenu Acheyimche Loch Belev Toiv Kol Kashi Mespalo Badecho. He says, you have to show with your Bakoshes Mechila that you're really mischaret on what you had done. And there'll be Moichel Belev Sholem that he'll be Mespalo Badecho. Tfilas Havedesh Belev. So if he sees that from you, so that's called Abakoshes Mechila Gemure, and then Avrom was Moichel. The Pnei Yeshua is Moirer. He says we see Avrom was Moichel. He was Mespalo. Pnei Yeshua is Moirer. How do we know that there's a Chiyuv for this? Maybe this was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he was Mavakish, Mechile, he was Meichel, he was Mespalo. But where can we learn out that there's a Chiyuv? It could be that if the Torah related to us, the Rabbi Shalom told Avimelech he should be mevakish mechila from Avram, till he's taka moichalim, sheyim ispalo, sheyim chaloch belev, toiv kol kach, sheyim ispalo batcha. That's a shir in the Bakoshes mechila. He should be moichal takin gansen. That was the chiyuv of Avimelech. Now, if a person is not mechuyev to be moichal, and that what Avram Avinu was Moichel, that was Mitzad Malosoi Shel Avram Avinu, I don't think the Torah would relate this. The Torah Stamazai does not relate Mises which are not Negei Alonu. The brother of the Goin, Mailas HaTorah, brings down from the Goin that the Goin had said that it is not mistaver to say that in Chumash Bereishis there's only three mitzvahs. And he says therefore, kol dibur v'dibur shebetoyre sheyotze mipi agvure hu mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. It's not samozei sipurim, it's not maisiyas, it's not a history book, chas v'sholem. Every word of Torah are mitzvahs. And there are mitzvahs that we have to, and he says there's much more than tayag mitzvahs. There's tayag sheroshim. But the sheroshim are nispashit to billions of mitzvahs. Kol dibur v'dibur shebetere shosim pi hagvore hum mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. So memele, if the Torah told us that Avram Avinu was meichel, so it would seem that that's telling us halachis, that one should be moichel. It's samozev the milus of Avram Avinu, which is not negeya to us, the Torah would not have written it. And perhaps this is nichlal in what the Zamiri says, Midas Arachmanis Nishacheses Lavrom Avinu. V'chol sheinoi nimshach boze acham idoisov nikra achzori. There's no in-betweens. Either one is a rachman. We see there were tamidim of Avraham Avinu, there were tamidim of Bilam Haroshe, which the Rabbeinu Yoni says, the whole yesod of Avraham Avinu was these three dvorim. And if a person doesn't have these midis, he's not with Talmid of Avraham Avinu, so he's an achzori automatically. When Yeshua's Meir, another ha'ore, he says, Avimelech was Mavakish Mechila, Avraham was Meichel him, so why was there a need of Tfilah? So why did he need Tfilah also? Good, there was a Shia, was such a mechila that he's mispalo b'leif sham, but why was there a need of mechila, of tvila? I mean, the Mishnah starts off, al fi shenois leinim chad shivakish mimenu, and mevakish finish, you ask mechila, and yenes mechil, so we're finished. It could be that, the avlav of Avimelech was not only an avlav ben odom lachavere, it was an avlav ben odom lamokim. And we see by avere sheben odom lamokim, there's dalot chelke kapore, there's other averes that need yisurim. There's other averes that Yom Kippur is machapa. Avimelech didn't have a Yom Kippur, and could be mitzad the chet of ben odom Lamokim, there was a need of Yesurim. So that is why he needed the tefillah of Avraham Avinu to be merape. Let us see the Gemara further. Ki otzer otzer Hashem. We have a kefil aloshen. Omar Rabbelozo shtei atziris halol olomo. What's the kefil aloshen? Achas beish shichva zera. Shtayim be'isha, shichva zera, v'leido. What does Rashi say? There was an atziris by the anoshim, shichva zera, and by an isha, shichva zera, shibimei isha, lo yechoylo lifloit. And then there was leido, it says in the post, there was a leido also. That's how I learned the two atziris are going on the schorim and the nekevis. Mas nisa tono shtayim beish, shichva zera uktanim, and the otzer is going on the ish, and it's also going on the isha, and shloisha bisha shichva zera uktanim, the later that says later that teladno. And Rabino Omar, sholish bish shichva zera uktanim upita bas, that they weren't able to make gdeilam also, avo b'isha, shichvazere, b'leido, k'tanim, pitabas. As she says, pitabas, nekev, hagdeilam, lefanois. Ba'at kol rechem, kiotze rotz Hashem ba'at kol rechem, omri devei rabianai, Afil Talmud Goylish shall base Avimelech leitila beyosa. Amale Rove leRabe baAmori minor hamilse daAmar Rabbonon kol mevakeish rachmim al chaveroi vutzorich loisay dovo. A person is mevakeish rachmim al chaveroi, and he himself is a nitzrach, is nenetchila. So he's Nene Tchila. The Yeshua comes to him first. Amalei, d'chsiv, it says in the posik, by Iyu, v'ashem, shov, esh, shvus, Iyuv, at Bekitzel, that Iyuv went back, le'isonoi, mispaloloi, v'ad reyeyu. So the posik attributes that what Iyuv went back, le'isonoi, others say, shvus, Iyuv, he was nishba from the sultan, with all the Yisurim. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought everything back to him that he things got normal, and this came about bispaloloi ba'at rayeyu. So you see, there is such a seder. Omalei at amrit mehosam, you brought a raya from Iyuv, ba'no amina mehocha. Albing a Reihe vom Chumisch. Bei Yispalo Avrom Elolikim. Bei Rab Elolikim es Abimelech es Ishten am Hoysov. Uchsiv Vashem Pokat Esoro Kashe Omo. Now, so he learned Pshat. What Pshat Kashe Omo? Kashe Omar Avrom Al Abimelech. That means when he was mispalo an Avimelech, so mispalo Avrom Elolikim an Avimelech, so b'shas this tefillah v'Hashem poked alosh nova was then poked this sora kasher omar, but the sora was zeiche to a pkide b'shas the amira of Avrom before even Avimelech was nisrape kasher omar. I saw the H. Yosef that says there's a mechanic to this cheshbon. So he says, "Ksha'odom zoiche betfilosoi lahoyrid Yeshua v'rachmim." A person through tefila is moyrid Yeshuas. So there's a seida teirid a Yeshua v'habrocha derech sinoir. Shairish nishmose lamailo. The person has the ikan nishamas lamailo, there's a chelik lamato. So first, the tefillah is poil, that the Yeshua goes derech tziner shairish nishmose lamailo. Umisham el shairish nishmose lamato, misham tischalek lechol shari nishamas. So it seems a person with his tefillah is shoyev Yeshuas, refuas, and since he's the one that is shoyev it, it comes to him first. So that is the seder. Could be the biyurei hagro nagodes. Could be that his kavoni brings from the Zohar HaKodesh the notal birchon bikadmaisa. The brachas come to him first. And the goyin is maisa v'zeh hatam kol ha-maiser din al chaveiroi. If a person is moirer din on someone else, so it comes to him first, also the same thing. Because he is moishech the din, so if he's the moishech, he's the first paigeya in the din. Let us see Taisviz, Kasha Oma Avrom al Avimelech, so Bishas he was Mespalol an Avimelech, so Sora was Vashem Pokad Esora. So Taisviz says, Lav Heroin Mishtoi, we're not speaking about the Pkid of Heroin, Shere Malochim Bisru Esora Mi Pesach Shalafono, El Yolda Berevach. There was a tefillah of Leide, ki otze rotza. So the Leide berevach was chalan sore b'shas. He was mispalo la Navi Melech. Zuchte gemore weite, omer le rove le rabbe bar mori. Meno ha milse da omri inshi, Bahadi Hutzi Loki Karbe. There's a saying that together with the thorns, the cabbages get torn out also. It means what does Rashi say? Koitz Hagodel Eitzel Akruf. Ksheba, oh, we skipped the Rashi from before. Pokat. Vidolek siv vayivkei desor, siv pokat, mashme pokat, kvar, tchilo lavi melech. It was already pokat before, kasher oma. Bahadi hutzi loki karbe, koitz hagodol eitzel akruv, kshebo lo oikroi, when a person wants to be oiker, the koitz, pomim sheneka akruvimoi, the kruv is also neka. Vinimtso loike bishviloi, that the kruv is torn out kaidem zmanoi because of its shochen the kait. Kloima shcheine rosha loikin imoi. So that's a saying that people say, where is there a makor to this? Amalei, Sarabba Bamori said, receive lama terivu elai. Why the Novi said, lama terivu elai, kulchem pishatem bi ne'um Hashem. So kulchem pishatem, Rashi says, afanovi b'mashma, or to say the tzadikim, that means already when there was a pshia from Klal Yisrof, from the Mainam, the Maisa, the blame already, everyone is included. Kulchem pishatem bi. Omele at amrat mehosof, maposik in Yirmiyah, v'ano amina mehochem. Adonai me'antem lishmer mitzvoisai v'seiroisai. U'moyshe v'arin b'chlal, there was a tfiyah on the mon, and everyone is included, including the tzaddikim. Omalei rove l'rabe v'amori, u'ksiv u'mikzei ochiv lokach, chamisha anoshe. Yosef, when he went to Paroi to bring his brothers, he brought the Shvachere brothers, and Miktzei, the Kotze, the Koitzim Shebehem, Man Ninu, Chamisha, who were these five Anoshim that he brought to Paroi? Omalei Hoch Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Oison Shehuchpulu B'Shemes. Oysan shehuch b'lo b'shemis, that, what does Rashi say? Oysan shehuch b'lo shmoysan, b'birchas moyshe, and in zeis habroche, so there were certain shemis, certain shvotim, that is shehuch b'lo shmoysan. Don, l'don amar, yehi don, zvulen, god, v'osher, v'naftoli, Haydiyacha akosu, so why was the name repeated? Why were the names repeated? Shechaloshim shebekulam hoyu. Otzrichim chizuk lefikach kofal eshmom lechaskom. So therefore he was mechazik them. That means a double haskoras Hashem is like a double brache. Voison hevi Yosef livnei paroi. Kedei shele yivro oisam li yisro, shega yoseis latrichem b'muchome. So these are the ones he brought for Pari. These were the weaker ones. The koitzim shebehem. And he proved that these were the weaker ones because it was necessary to be koifel shemoisam. And the purpose of the hachpolos Hashem was a double injection, a double broche. Fregt die Gemore, if you learn that pshat in the huchpal shmoysam is because they were chaloshim, Yehuda nami ichpule michpal, Yehuda was also huchpal shmoysam. Shmoy. Now Yehuda was zicha agiba, we see in Vayigash Yehuda, Yehuda was agiba. Amalei, so he said, Yehuda lemilsa Yehuda ichbo. That what the shame of Yehuda was double. That's for a different reason in Gansen. The Amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonison, my dechsiv. It says Yechi Ruvain bar Yomais v'himis of Mispo. Right after it says v'zois li Yehuda. So we have a hemshech v'zois li Yehuda to Ruvain. This is the first time it's mentioned Yud in the Broch, and then it's mentioned the second time also. Is kol oisan arboim shone shahoyu Yisrael ba midbo. All the 40 years that they won the midbo, hoyu atzmoiso shoyuhude migulgolim ba'orim. There was no chibo to the atomes. They were dislocated. Who was Goyrim that Reuven should be Moide? Yehuda. Yehuda was Gairam, they should be Maida. Therefore, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Ole Vore Leshofet. So the Atomis went back in place. Lehavikom Maski Lemesifte de Rikia. He was not Seichet to go up to the Mesifte de Rikia. Vel Amay Tivienu. That was the second Tvilet. He did not know in the Mesifta de Rikia what they were saying there. Ule Mishkel, Umitrach, Bahadi Rabono. So was Yoda, so there was a Broch Yoda Bravloi. I have a Salik Le Shmaitz Alibe de Hulchese, Peizer, Mitzor of Tia. The Teres Chaim is Mavaya that the first broche, Yechi Ruvain, Ayomis, Vihimisav Mispo, so Rashi says in Chumash, Yechi Ruvain, Boilam Azeh, Ayomis, Boilam Abo, Shalo Yizoche Loi Maise Bila, Vihimisav Mispo, Yiv Nimnim Beminyin Sharochiv. Now these broches that Ruvain was Zeiche to, that Shlo Yizoche Leimaise Bile was because he was Moide. We'll see in Taisus, he was Moide Barab and he did Shuve. And that is why he was Eicha to these broches. So, Moshe Rabbeinu Tainet, since Reuben was Eicha to these broches, Al Yidei Yehuda, because the only reason he was Moide Barabim was because of Yehuda, so that's it. It was it should be boila mazeh. So the atzomah should go together. They should become nischaber, and then later in the neilam habe. So he should go to the mesifta de rikiyeh. Vehi misav mispar. He should be shoved to the other tamidei chachamim. So that is that's why it says twice Vizaisli Yehuda. Vizaisli Yehuda, the first Vizaisli means is this broche that Reuven was Zeiche to, and that came about because of the tshuva. This tshuva came about through Yehuda. So Vizaisli Yehuda, the same broche should be applicable to Yehuda. Now Rashi says, Kol Hashvotim Yotzu Atzmoiseyim Mimitzrayim. Now he was speaking about Atzomis of Yehuda, or Atzmois of Mugugolim. Now Rashi seems to have a kasha, it doesn't say anywhere that Atzmos Yehuda were taken, Eretz Yisrael. Only says, Veyikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef. So Rashi says, no. Rashi says, "Kol Hashvotim Yotzu Atzmoiseyim Mitzrayim." All the Atzomis left Mitzrayim. V'nikberu be'eretz Yisrael. Shenema pasuk says, "Va'alisem es Atzmoisai mizeh itchem." That the bakosh of Yosef was that his Atzomis should go together with Atzomis of the rest of the Shvotim. Mashmeshaaf Atzmoisam helu. That's what it seems. Itchem. So why does it say Bikach Moshe Satzmos Yosef? Leinichtav Yosef Elodiyacho Shvochi Shal Moshe Shekol Yisron Is Asku Bebize Hu Osak Bemitzvah. I think the Kavon of Rashi is that means the Atzomis of all the Shvotim were taken to Eretz Yisrael. In the Pasuk mentions the Atzmos Yosef Ayidei Moshe. So Rashi says, don't derive from this that these were the only Atzmos that were taken. Well, the Pasuk wants to tell you in this man, not that the Atzmos were taken. The Pasuk wants to tell you when Moshe Rabbeinu took them. That's the Kavon of the Pasuk. When Klal Yisrael was Oisek Bebize, he was Oisek Bemitzvah. So Memele, in that Zman, so the Pasuk is coming to tell you, in the Zman of Bize, he was Oisek Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs, he was Oisek then in the Mitzvahs. And he killed the Pasuk not to tell you, Dafke Atzmash Yosef, no, Shmochi Shal Moshe, what he was doing in that Zman. Teres Chaim wants to say, perhaps, another Oifen, to understand why the Pasuk only speaks about Atzmas Yosef, because Atzmas Yosef was the most difficult to bring. It was a Nilus, and there was to a tremendous amount of Tirche that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring up to Atzmas Yosef. That's why Atzmas Yosef was mentioned. But l'maisa, all the Yatzamas were taken out of Mitzrayim to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. B'gulgolim ba'orein lo'yhoyo sheldoi kayemes u'mechuberes. His skeleton was not kayem, and not attached, everything was dislocated. B'pnei nidui dekoma lo'y li'yakoiv im lo'y avienu elecha v'chatosi loch kol ha'yomim. There was a nidui, there was a cherem. The Teres Chaim says, cherem is Eishis destruction, and that's Eishis remach. As the remach evorov became hucham, that's why there was no chibur, there was no chibur of the atzomais zelo ze. And that was the nidui. Ba'av opishin is kayim atznai. Lamaise, there was v'chatosulach kolayom, if he won't bring him back. But al koponim, Nafkla Meseches Makis, Kilos Chochem Afila Atznai Hibo. Mi Gorem L'Ruven, Medrash Agadu B'Tanchume, Mi Kivin Shahoyde Yehude, Oma Tzotka Mimeni, Oma Druven, Oma Ani Bulbalti Yitzu Yobi. After he was Mepharsa, so Ruven was also Mepharsa. Shofer nichnas koletzem v'nischaber limkoymoy sheshof misham, and it was dislocated from, so it went back into its place. Shofer shluye sheduna belaz, my shof miduchte was dislocated. What does Taisva say? Elu hanechbolim b'sheimos, the weak ones were those that needed a double haskoras Hashem, which is equivalent to double broche. Bebreishes Rabbe Yesh Ipche, Shanichbolim Geboirim Oyuk, Ma Yehudish, and Nichbola different Mahalach. Migoram Leruven Shahoyde Yehuda. Afal Gav the Oma Bemedrish, Ayoshov, Ruven Alaboyer, Malamit Sheshov, Misakai, Umetaniso, Shebilbel, Yitzri Oviv, Bezehoyo Koyde Maise Tomo, Mikomokim Loyhoyde Berabe. Aido Berabim, that came about at Acher Shahide Yehuda, it seems that was a Shleimus in the Tshuva to be Mavaz himself on the Chet, or to show Berabim that he's Mischaret on the Chet, that's a greater Kabbayt Shemayim. Zot the Gemara weiter. Yeah. Omalei love l'rabe ba'amori. No hamilse da omri inchi basar anya ozli ani yusuf. That a person who's poor, usually the there's a redife, it's a cycle. From if he's poor, he gets greater anias. It's the anias is redif after anoni. Om alay disnan ashirim meviim bikurim bekalsay shalzov shal kesef. Said, you see this from the Mishnah, that when the Ashirim brought Bikurim, So they brought the Bikurim Bekalsoi Shalzovi Shalkes. And Choshe Bekalsoi, they brought the Bikurim, they gave the Bikurim to the Kohen, and the Kohen took out the Peiris, and then he gave back the Kalsoi Shalkes and Bezot. This doesn't go with longer the Bikurim, this was a Hidur Mitzvah, this was, but it was not meant for the Kohen to keep. Vaniim besalei nitzorim shalarove klupe. The daniim, their bikurim, they couldn't bring with kalsu shalkesus. They brought it in baskets. Hasalim vabikurim nitonim lekahanim. But they brought it, everything remained by the kahanim. The Mefarshim explained because you needed a kedei nesine to bring something to the kohen. So the Ashirim brought a multitude of peiris. They were behadarit with the kalsu shalkesu v'shalzo, but there was a nesina to the kohen. The aniyim didn't have too many peiris to bring, so if they'll leave over a grape in the dos and they'll take back the kalsu, so stamma say there's no nesina to the kohen. So in order that you have a teiris nesina, they had to leave over. So that's Basar Anya Osalan Yusuf, because he's an Ani, he's losing more. The Osher goes back with the Kalsis, and he has to give over the Kalsis together with the Bikurim. Amale at Omret Mehosam, Vana Amina Mehoche. I have a different Mekoyot. Says v'tome tome yikro. By Mitzayir it says v'tome tome yikro. What is the Rashi? The Rashi loydai loy nigoy elishimavayish es atzmoy al kolchoy hito olav akosov choyvo. That means it's not bad enough that he is tome. That's a Matthias stomach, but he has to publicize it. So the Tome Yikro, the Terapurachov, it's a vice to chois, that there's such a concept of Bosaranya, Ozul, and the Yusuf. The Teres Chaim asks Akashe, Lucher, this Tome Yikro, the Gemara says, she yediye tzari l'rabim v'yispalu l'olov. It wasn't stamazay that he was going to degrade himself barabim. He was relating l'rabim his tzare, that he's tamei, she yispalu l'olov, that the people should be mispalu. So where do you see, Bosa, this is the Teres Chaim's kasha. So where do you see that, Bosa Aniya Ozel and the Yusa. Perhaps Pshat is that the Ravid says in Teres Kayanim, when there was a Nega, the Nega was not only Koruch and Tume, the Nega was a very painful affair, physically painful, it was very painful. And so, but there was Tuma also. That was another thing. So you had a person who was sick and was Tame. Now, if he'll get a refuah, if the neg will become the srapa, everything will go away. The neg will go away, the Tuma will go away. So if the whole intent was only Leidiyah Tzari L'Rabim, so why did he have to speak about the embarrassing chelik of Tumeh, that he's a Tumeh? Let him speak about, he has a nega. I mean, Yisrape a nega. He wants that they should be mispalled. They're not mispalled on the Tumeh. They're mispalled on the nega. Just let the Nilpa nega tzaras mina tzarua, and then they'll become Torah. Why did he have to speak about that he's Tumeh? The Torah was matal on him that he's Tumeh. So Tzarei Fakert, his tummy, the Torah wanted to degrade him more. There's such a concept, Bosar, Aniya, Ozel, Aniyusa. Kainzai saw in the Ben Yoyoda, the Ben Yoyoda says that we see that Chazal never did not want to speak about, even to mention, Bris Krusel is for Sayyid. He says, Metzaira is called, Tzaras is called Dovaracher. Asum is called Sagi Noher. Chazal never wanted to mention Bepem Moloi, Dvorim Roim, they avoided it. And if there's a bris krusel is for Sayim, so that means Bepem Moloi, he's saying on himself, I'm Tomei, which means that, which is a certain type of a klola that he's saying himself, now he's mentioning the tumah. The Inyakiv wants to perhaps say a different shot. He wants to say that perhaps Chazal darshened yikra zaloshin occur. Yikra zaloshin yud kuf reishay. That mishehu tomei yikra loy oy tumeh. That's a Chazal darshan. So a tomei is it chepetzutz to him more tumeh. Tomei tomei yikra. That he wants to say pshat in this drash. Omar leirove lerabe v'amori minoha milse d'omar rabbonon. Hashkem v'chil b'kayitz mibnei hachamu b'chayrif, mibnei hatzine. V'omri inshi shitin ruhuti rot v'leimoti legavre d'mitzaf rekorach. He says, the Rabbonon say, if a person wakes up early in the morning and eats a hearty breakfast, some mele in the winter and in the summer, so the elements which a person is susceptible to get sick from them, say in the winter, say in the summer, he becomes immune to them. A healthy breakfast in the morning is a good start on the day that he's nitzel from alkol v'day shemayim chutz mitzinim opachim, and so it seems the sinim opachim he can avoid by starting off with a good breakfast. His immune system gets strengthened. Va'omri inshi, and the world says, shitin ruhuti rot, he kept 60 people chasing him, le'imotei le'gavre de mitzafre korach, they can't reach him, a person who ate a good breakfast in the morning, they can't catch him. That means he has a p'skoiches. Where do you see this? What's the makor? They won't be hungry. They won't be thirsty. That means they had, they ate and they drank. So they won't be susceptible to the elements. I have a different makor. Avatam as Hashem aleikeichem, sukrishma, utvile, uberach Hashem es lachmecho ves meimecho. So after Avat Hashem aleikeichem, uberach Hashem es lachmecho ves meimecho, zupas bamelach, vikiten shomayim. This is lechem amayim. Vikan ve'eilech, vasiro isi machlo mikirbecho. So it's muchach in the posig. That if you have this Seder, you start off the day with a hearty breakfast, so memele, this kid, he becomes immune to sicknesses. Besanya machlo zumoro. This is machlo samoro. Voloma nikro shmo machlo. Sheshmoine mishloisha chaloim yeshbo. That one is susceptible to 83 machlas. Machla begematria hochi havu, v'kulon pas bamelach shachis v'kitin shomayim bevatlo. Let us see what Rashi says. Shitin ruhuti rot, Shishim ish rotsu, v'lohigiyu loichol shachas. They can have 60 people chasing him, and they won't catch at him, loichol shachas. Let us see Tosfos. Shitin ruhuti rot, perish arav rav meshulam, shiyesh bishona shisha itim. What's this number 60? How do we get to 60? So the Rav Meshulam says, in the year, there are six seasons. Zera, v'kotzel, v'koyr, v'choyim, v'kayitz, v'choyrif. There are six seasons. U'meforish, peper, kamekabu, shekol echod, shnei chadoshim. Each season is 2 months. So memele, each, v'heim, samach yoyim. So each season is a season of 60 days. And the 60 days, each season comes with its different machlis and comes and chases him. That's the shitim ruhutirot. You have 60 days of each season which are chasing him with different machlis. That's the 60. Taisva says, ubachinam dochak, you don't have to say it, psaza pshat, duche de tamuda bahochi, k'may shitin tichli moti lekicha de besamuch. See later what the Gemara says about letreife, shitin money de pausel tole bekunisei. There's a 60 iron kelim which are hanging on his horn. Okaponim, the Gemara is megazim, but shitim is the way Chazal said a lot. That's one to say a lot, so they said shitim. Omalei Rove l'Rabbe Bar Mori Menoha Milsi d'Omar Rabbonon Chavroch kol yechamro. If your chava called you a chamoyer, uchpei legabech mush. So take a saddle and put it over your back. So that means if, what does Rashi say? Yechava called you a chamoyer. So what would we do? Call me a chamoyer. Either you call him something worse or... No. He called you a chamoyer. Go further. Kloima tul oikev shel chamoyer. Take a saddle of a chamoyer. Vesireyu eilecha. Bring it to you. V'sim oisei al gabach, kloima, hoide ledvoro. You're right. Don't fight with him. He insulted you. You're right. Ba'al tanei. I'd like to relate a maisa I witnessed once. It's perhaps not similar to, there's a slight similarity, which I heard a gevaldik alimud. I was once Purim by the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yankiv Zechayin Elbov, there were other people there, Purim. And all of a sudden the Rebbetzin came in, and she saw there was not enough cake on the table, so many people, and there wasn't enough cake. It bothered her very much. She went over to Rabbi Yankiv, why didn't you tell me there's not enough cake? There's so many people. How should I know that there's so many people? That was what she told him. But we would be in his boots, but we would tell our wives, why didn't you come in and look? You have a tiny, b'sneyam v'eide. V'kitzer, Rav Yankiv said, you're right. That ended the conversation. She's right. So there's nothing more what to talk about. He was wrong and she's right and finished. And samur de kalimut. That's what Rashi says over here, Dach Sechmeh. Ding Sechnet. He said, Hoide Lidvorov, Va'al Taneyu. Don't, he told you, Zamur de Kemarsho over here. The Marsho says there's different Girsois, but there's a Marsho. Here we have a Psahol Sugye. What is the Makoyer from Menoah Milsi de Omri Inchi? It's a saying that people say. Here it says, we have the Gilse, Menoa Milse da Omer Rabbonon. This inch, people don't say this. You won't hear this from people. If someone insults you, Rabbonon, you can hear this. Rabbonon, that's the midah of Rabbonim. That's those. That's it. Agavuche, the Goyin says pshat, the Goyin says in the Biurei Agro, he says, by David HaMelech, when Shimi ben Gera was mekalul him, he said, Hashem omaloi kalul. He said, so the Goyin, ki ein ha'odom mecharef lechaveiroi, Ella avoinoisov mechalfinoisov. If someone is mecharef on this world, they should know it originated from his averus. It ended up by him. He's the makib bepatish, but it originated from his averus. The tzorich lekabel olo, he has to be mekabel. Oh, yes, the Hashem omolei kalo. That's, you have to hear the message. Don't be short-sighted. Omalei. So where do we have a makir for this? Tersiv, vayoyma hogar shivcha sorai, eimi ze bos, vaoni ze lechi. Vatoyim ibnei sorai, gevirti yonoichi berachas. Now, Emerson, this was a little ashtecht to hogar. I mean, she was running away from sorai because she didn't want to be a shivcha tar anymore. She felt she's not a shivcha, she's Eisus Avrom, she's equivalent. And then the Malach all of a sudden tells her, Hogar Shivcha Sorai. So she should have said, wait, I've got news for you. No. The Malach said, Hogar Shivcha Sorai. She said, Mibnei Sorai Gevirti. She was Mekabal on herself, Sorai Gevirti. Yeah, you're right. She's Gevirti. I'm a Shivcha. Omar Le'erove, Lerabe Barmori, Menoha Milse da Omri Inchi, Milse Gano de Isbach, Kodim Omra. If a person has a chesorim, so, you should be magdim, tell everybody your chesorim before anything else. Omar Le'erove, Vayoyma Eved Avrom Anoichi. Eved Avrom Anoichi. That Eliezer, the first thing he said was, Eved Avrom Anoichi. The Masha says that we have two members. One member, we just said before, someone called you a chamer, so you take a saddle. I'm a chamer, so you take a saddle and you put it on you. And here it says, you say, you have a chesaron, say, Eved Anoichi, Eved Avrom Anoichi. So the Masha says, we have the two different inyonim. The first case is, you take not a chamer. But if someone insulted you, be mekabel. That's the first case. The second case was, he take a chesaron. He was an Eved. So he's telling you a different, if you have an Everett, don't hide it, and then later it'll come out, bevois hadvorim, that you're an Everett. Put out the cards on the table right away, you have a chesorim, put it out, this is me, this is my chesorim, and that we learn out from Eliezer. Omer le'erove le'rabe ba'amori, menoha milse da'omri inshi, shofil va'ozil barabzeh, the ene metaifi, that a duck is, when it walks, the head is bent over, it's looking down, so we think it's like it's oblivious to, it's only involved in its daladamis. But you should know it's not like that. The ene metaifi, the eyes of the duck are looking very far in the distance. Just as face is looking down, but the eyes are looking very far away. Amalei dechsiv veheitev Hashem ladoini zochartes amosecho. Let us see what Rashi says. Shivcha sorai amalo v'yonzo sorai givirti. The Einei Metaifi, Einov Metzapais Lemailo Lemelchik. His eyes are looking very far down. למזיינסוף, וחברו, וחברו בקסובס, לטויף עינך. שופל ואוזל. So what is the marshal? Kloima. Machmas an besonusei shalodom. A person tak is a shuffle. He's an ono. Loi yehei boish milisho dova hatzorich loi. But when it comes to his needs, his bushe should not hold him back for requesting something that he needs. Bein le teire. That means even though this is against his tchunas anefesh, but you have to look far away. Don't be involved in your anivis. If there is needs, speak it out. Kashayita behetev b'avigayol tziv shahoysa misnabas shayomus novel bailo. So now she was an Ashesi, she was Ashes Novel, but she knew b'nevuah that Novel is going to die. So she was Maramez, that behetev Hashem ladoini, when things go good and the Malchus will go to you, v'zochauta samosecho, so she was her own shatchen. She read a shidduch already for David, and he should think about her. So by says, this is not a stire, a hechech lo yegune, one can be a nono, but if there's a need to be ma'ira this, one should be ma'ira. Amalei Rove leRabbe Bamori menoha milse domri inshi shitin tichli matye lekicha dekal chavre shoma v'lo yochal. That means if a person hears how someone else is eating and he's not eating, so it's a shrek, so he has tremendous pain in agmas nefesh. Tichli Rashi says, Avelis umachoivos. That means if Yenda wouldn't be eating, I wouldn't be so hungry. It wouldn't bother me so much. But I hear Yenda is chewing on a steak, and I hear how he's chewing. So mamish, that it's very painful for the person who hears this and is not eating and not being offered to eat. Amalei dechsiv, when Nosna Novi came to David Amelech. And is relating to David HaMelech, Adin Yov and Chagis, he made a mishteh, and he wanted to take over the Malchus. So Nosson mentioned something else also. He mentioned as follows. He said, V'li ani avdecho, l'tzodik ha-koin of Noyov and Yoyodov, l'shloima avdecho loikov. So Bekitzi mentioned, we weren't invited also. There's a big suit over there. We weren't invited. So it seems that the lady spoke about the Malchus, but it seems that there is such a concept of one feels a greater need when someone else has it and he doesn't have it. Amalei at amret mehosam bano amina mehoch. I have a different mekayot. Veiviyeho Yitzhak Oyelo Sora Imoi. Vayika Hasrivke Batila Leisha Vayavel. Vayinochem it Yitzhak Ache Imoi. Chsiv Basrei. Vayosef Avrom Vayika Isha Shmok Turom. So all of a sudden, Epizazoi, so it seems that motivated Avrom. That Yitzhak had a wife and now he, so that motivated him that he took now, he married Keturah, so vice to Chois. So that was the Sibbe. Omar le Rove le Rabbe Bamori, Menor Milsi Domri Inshi, Chamro le More, Tevusa le Shake. That a person goes and the Balabos serves wine. The Balabos doesn't serve the wine. The servant serves the wine. But it's the wine of the Balabos, and the servant serves the wine. So the person drinks the glass of wine, he gives the yashakayach to the servant. It's hamra lamore, the wine belongs to the bailim. And tivuso, the yashakayach, is l'shaki, the one who's mashkin. Amale, the chsiv is samachta shotcha olof, speaking about Yeshua. Man yishmum v'yirun kaladas b'nei Yisrael. Chsiv Yeshua b'nun mole ruach chochmo, Kisomach Moshe Eshyodov Olov Aishmo Elov Kol B'nei Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. There's a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Zot Rashi. Shitin. No. Li Ani Avdra Amakoybel Hoya Olov Shleizim Noi Lamishte. Shitin Lav Mikro Nafki. Yal Milse Balmu De Komrinshi V'Lav Davko De Shitin. Yosef Avrom niskanei beYitzchok. Chamro lamori v'tivur l'shaki. Hayayin shal melechu. Vashoysin oysen marzikin toivu l'sar ha-mashke v'loy l'melech. Di ha-shekoich yigifte d'sar ha-mashke. Vayis meiches yodo. Tolo ha-chochme v'agdule b'moyshe. Ki'ilu hu naisna l'yeshua. The posik says, Yeshua bin Nun Mali Ruach Chochme Kisomach Moshe Shodavo. That's the reason. The Chochme came to the Rabbeinu Shaloyla. Yeah. He ain't al Mipi HaKadosh Baruch. Let us see Taisus. Taisus has another pshat. Chamra Lamori Vitibus Lushake. Kloima. Hamashke, a different pshat. Hamashke, the wine belongs to the Morei, but the mashke divides it lefi datoi, who he wants to give to. He has a claim, ha mashke noisin ba'ayin yofe lemishu roitze. Kidom ha'be medrash toiv ayin yevoirach, ze Moshe Rabbeinu olam ha'shalom. Shomale ha'kadosh baruch hu v'samachta v'samachta yotcho, והוא סומך בבית יודו, כדרסי בייסמך יודו אולו, בקונטרס פרש בעניין אחר. So here, so for Tosfos, Tosfos seems to be saying that the it's a different lamdas and ganzen, the servant is meisif more than he was told to give. The Mashiach is a kasha. Taisus brings the raya that it was Moshe was saying that Yodav Olov, because the pasuk says V'yismach Yodav Olov, and that is in Parshas Pinchas. The Gemara brings down in B'zayis Habroch, it says V'Yeshua Benun Mole Ruach Chochma Kisomach Moshe Yodav Olov. So what is according to Rashi, it's very good. According to Rashi, the Rai is we attribute the Chochmah to Moshe, even though it's from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. According to Tosfos, the Pshat is that one does more than he was told to do. So why did the Gemara bring the Pasuk in Zayis HaBrocha? The Gemara should have brought the Pasuk in Pinchas, that is the Marshal's horror.